Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. I love that last one. Darn sexy people. Let's all claim that one. Hi, guys. Great to be back with you again. Boy, a lot of exciting things are going on. Make sure you tune in next Sunday because I've got lots of news to share with you. But today, I want to remind you our upcoming webinar is May 3rd from 6 to 8. Please, those of you that wait till the last frickin' moment to sign up, you're going to lose out because there are worksheets that I have prepared for you that are going to make it a lot more powerful 2 hours. So make sure that you download them, that you sit and take time to do them, okay? Because they're really going to make the webinar about dissecting your inner beliefs a lot more powerful. Okay. The exercises for directing your day, everybody going, where are they? They're right on the homepage, guys. Right on the homepage, below the books, in the four special offerings, you will see exercises for directing your day, which include the directions that we give our day, like today I know and I am clear. Today I am love. Today I am open to all possibilities. Things like that. So, and then it also includes me guiding you through the breathing exercise with the statements that this is still a true statement. Yes, the statements in both directing your day and the breathing exercise cover everything all of you want. That's pretty cool. You guys are so sweet. You love these daily emails. They will be back in May. You will understand next week why I had to take some time off for them, from them. And I hope you guys are going to join me at 12 o'clock Pacific time. I'm doing this hour masterclass with Amphi about the formula in Born and explaining a little bit about that and taking Q&As. So if you are so inclined, just go to amphi.com and search for Dee Wallace and it should come up. All right. This is what the channel wanted to talk about today. Because I sat down and there really wasn't a lot of stuff up for me. So when that happens, I just say, all right, what is the biggest way I can serve the people that will be on the call and that will eventually listen to the call at any time? And they took me to sheet 1, number 7. I accept that I am the creation of all creation. Now, that means money, love, health, relationships, success, everything. Okay, so not only in ourselves, but in the world. So we know that whatever frequencies we live in within ourselves shoot out to the universe, affect the collective consciousness. When the majority of the collective consciousness joins in, then the mass consciousness is affected and created. And that's how we are the creation of all creation. So don't think the Ukraine-Russian war just happened. There are things within the mass consciousness, and one of those things is the new core belief that's come in. I have to be crucified to be free. Okay, so what the channel wants you all to know is each of us usually, not always, but usually falls out in one or more subjects. Like, I can be very successful and not create good health. I can create good health and be lousy at relationships. I can make a lot of money and be unhappy and have it affect my relationships and my health. So the channel wants all of us to know is that the formula for creation applies to every subject that you are looking at in your lives, guys. Once you know the formula, you know how to create anything. And we don't do it because not getting what we want is a form of redemption and the belief in redemption. Oh, I have to be redeemed somehow before I can get what I want. Some people call that karma. As you know, the channel has no belief in karma. Karma are ideas or beliefs that we have decided to accept as our own, and therefore we keep recreating and recreating the same pattern passed down to us. So then they said, I love my channel, tell everybody to be funny girl. If you've ever seen that movie, she totally knew who she was. She totally trusted who she was. She didn't give a damn about what other people thought, even Mr. Ziegfeld. She was naive, and she just went for it. She just went for everything she wanted in her authentic, unique way that knew worked for her. You know, there's not one idea. There's not one path to get places. Everybody gets to make their own. I didn't leave for New York till I was 27 years old. Now, there's a lot of people in the business that'll say, well, that's too late to start a career. I didn't have that belief. I didn't have the belief that, well, nobody knows you and you don't know anybody, so what's the point of going? Point of going was, I'm going to be an actress in New York. I'm going to be a famous actress. Famous was added a little later. Okay, so again, back to Bupalopalu and the I Love Me's, who do you want to be? That's the question of the day. Who do you want to be in whatever subject you're asking about? All right, We are going to the callers. Please have your questions ready so I can serve as many people as I can. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Oh, gosh, Heidi.
Hi, Iris. How are you? Wake up, baby Kate.
Number one, it's me.
That's right.
Okay. So this is about job. I went out and got myself 3 interviews, which manifested 3 job offers in 1 week. And I know. And so there's 2
heart.
That I'm really deciding between.
Go to your heart, Iris. Go to your heart. Get out of your mind and go to your heart. So which one do you want to do? Because you know, the channel's saying you know.
I have a concern, though. The one that I'm feeling strongly about, my concern is that it won't give me the flexibility that I need. I want to do it differently this time and not just give my power over to the restaurant, but to also have my life in balance and create and do art
okay.
and teach.
So
and
you just
things.
Told me
yes.
what you didn't want, and you just told the
yeah.
universe what you didn't want. So what you want is to go to this restaurant who is calling your heart, and you want the freedom of more flexibility. Mm-hmm. And what else do you want?
Money. I want to make good money, which
okay.
I will there. And,
okay.
And I want a good, healthy, positive, fun environment.
Okay.
Good culture. Yeah, I know that I have 3 tenants, the flexibility, the money, and the culture. And I just left the interview not hearing very clearly from them about the flexibility.
How could they tell you clearly when you weren't clear yourself?
Oh, I was.
No, my pendulum goes right to no. You thought you were.
Oh, that's weird.
You
yeah.
thought you were.
I've been working real good. I'm being clear. Yeah.
So, well, then why did you not say in the interview, these are the things that are important to me?
Well, I think it's 2 issues. One, I was a little overwhelmed. It was my 2nd interview of the day, and I was interviewing in front of 3 people. And 2, because they opened the restaurant 2 weeks ago, so I don't think that they know that they can give me this. And that's why they weren't.
Oh, so you're thinking for them
funny.
Now. Do you see what we do, guys? Do you see what we do? It's like my mother said to me, Dee Dee, let the world say no. It will say no enough. You say yes, 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 and just go for it. Now, that's the difference.
So,
between knowing exactly what you want and thinking you know what you want. Do you understand,
what do
Iris?
What do I need to get into a lot?
You just need to
what
say
do I need
exactly
to get into
what
alignment,
you want. Iris,
what?
Say what you want and feel a lot of love and joy around it and go, this is what I'm creating. I'm committed to this. And then the universe works
okay.
with you. Or call them and say, I really loved you guys, and I really want to work there. Could I have a short 2nd interview? And go in and discuss
okay.
some of the things you want. And then you'll know, won't you?
Yeah.
But see,
yeah.
we go in to job interviews going, oh, my God, they're all the ones in charge. They're all, oh, please give me this job. Please make an offer to me. Instead of going, no, this is an equal opportunity meeting here. This is what I need. These are what my concerns are, my wishes are, because I want to do the best job I can for you, and I want to take care of me too. Is this possible, what I want here?
Yeah.
Feel the fear
and
coming
not,
up?
And not take on their stress. Yeah, I got real overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Clouding my judgment.
Well, you just gave another negative direction. Nothing is clouding your judgment. I'm clear, and I know.
I'm clear, and I trust my knowing.
Okay. That's all you have to get into alignment, Iris. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for those very valuable lessons to everybody. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, great to hear from you, sweetheart. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hey, Dee. How are
you? Hi, sweetheart. I'm great. I'm just great.
Good, good. I'm 74, and I don't need money, and yet I find I do, and
we all need money, Nancy.
Yeah, well, I have enough, but I don't know if I have that much till, you know, like age 100 when I plan on dying.
Okay, well, the easiest way to do that is to sit down and work with a financial consultant that can guide you so that you
but besides that, I've always had a 9-to-5 job and I had a good salary. I've never once had to even figure out how to earn money on my own. And I signed up a week or so ago with these Audibles. It's a publishing company, and it almost seems too good to be true. And I'm like getting sort of excited and have a spark of life back in me again. And I'm just wondering what your channel has to say about that.
I say, if you have a spark of light, go for it.
Yeah. That's what I say.
I want you to hear when I sum up what you just said in this call, Nancy. My life is going so well, and I'm so happy, and I'm really excited again, and I have enough money, and I'm worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an old game. Okay, there's nothing to worry about. There's only joyous creation for you. All right?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. That's how we play around with ourselves. So, Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
I knew I was next. I just knew it. I'm signing up for your webinar now. I'm also signing up for the virtual version of Creation Station.
Oh,
I'm
beautiful.
Feeling much better. Yes, I'm happy. I'm so happy. I'm going to do the split one for the Creation Station right now because I'm waiting for my check to come in for my...
whatever works for you. That's great.
I have two questions for you. One question. First question is, in regards to, I've been listening to some information that's channel information from what is called Black Eye Presents, the Galactic Federation, and there's a lot of stuff on there. I don't know if you've heard it or not.
I was wondering
what your guys... Okay, I'm going to send you something then, and you can listen and then give me an answer later on.
Susan, probably not going to have time to do that. I'm just being really honest. This is the first thing that came in from the channel.
Okay, great.
If there is anything negative, if there is anything about dark energy... If there is anything fearful, it's not the place for you.
Oh, no. It's very positive. I love this.
Okay.
It feels really good.
That's your answer.
So that's my answer. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay. The other question is, I've been being bit by something. I'm not sure what, if it's flea bites or something else. I've been scratching a lot because I've been getting bit. So that's basically it.
Well,
what is biting me? I know you're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I get fleas is the highest word. Do you still have your cats?
Okay, yeah. I have my cats, and I did flea them, so I'm going to have to take more further steps against fleas.
Well, if they're in your carpets and in your house now, you might need it fumigated. Yeah.
Exactly. I understand. Okay, last question, very simple. My left side of my body is still hurting some. I am definitely I'm doing all the work daily and throughout the day. I've really learned my lesson this time, I believe. So, yeah, I'm wondering.
God, I hope so, Susan.
Oh, God, I hope so, too, because this is something I never want to go through again.
we can hear in your vibration and in your voice and in your joy the difference that you live in. The left side of your body is just healing from the trauma you put it through. So,
right. So
what
I feel
I'm hearing
like a pregnant
is
woman.
just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like a pregnant woman that has to have time to gestate the healing process of the physical body. That's it, basically.
Yeah.
No more of the other camp. It's
yeah.
done. I am done with it.
Okay, good.
That's it. So
okay.
thank you, and I love you so much. And I'm
I
looking
love
forward
you
to
too.
Today's class. Tonight, today's class, too, I joined in for that as well. So, and I'm also signing
awesome.
Up for the webinar.
Well, I'm excited about that class on Amphi. It's going to be a really fast kind of focused, really focused hour on the formula. So,
yeah.
All right, baby.
Awesome.
Thank you for all
awesome.
Your support, Susan.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you for loving me so much and being so great to me. And thank you for the tough love. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yes, me. Yeah, guys, I know. But sometimes it's a tough love that turns you around. Andrew in Toronto, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Good afternoon.
Hi, darling.
Great to hear you. I got to listen to the show, the repeats of the shows that I miss. Great show so far, especially the first caller. Couple of things. One, I saw the movie Coda, and I just love it.
Oh, my God, isn't
so,
it wonderful?
There's a particular song in there, Both Sides Now, that was written by Joni Mitchell, that's sung by Amelia, and that has been so prevalent. I've just been listening to it constantly, like even yesterday, and it's just like it's just an awesome film. But anyways,
Andrew.
I had a question about opportunities, about like what helps to ascertain that an opportunity is right to go for. Last Friday, I was interviewed on a podcast as a guest, talking about my story. And I was offered the opportunity to write a chapter in this book, to be like an author in the book. But when it came, and it just, you know, for me, it was really right. And my intuition said, go for it. But then when it came to the finances, because of the changes in my life and where the plans that I'm making over the next few months, I sort of pulled back.
Why? Because they're not paying you, or do they want you to pay them? What's going on with the
finance? I'm paying like about $500 US dollars, a financial commitment to
be in
a
the
part
book?
Of it. So,
to be in the book?
Yeah.
Screw that. No. No. If they want you to add a chapter to their book, I write a lot of chapters in a lot of books. Some I get paid for, some I don't, but I sure as hell am never going to pay them to put something of mine in their book that they're going to make money on.
Okay.
That's the highest answer? Yep. Yeah, no.
Okay, because
and that is not diminished.
That I was missing out on an opportunity that might be good, and, you know, but at the same time, a part of me is saying, no, don't do it, it's not the right time. And,
no, you
and
know,
guess,
guys, it's like those modeling schools, and they say, oh, you know, bring your kids, we'll make them, you know, famous models. Yeah, but you have to pay us $2,000 a month or something. No, no.
Yeah.
If they loved what you said so much, and they want you to be included in this book, Andrew, you know, I'd write him back and go, look, I'd love to be in your book, want to be in your book, but I'm not going to pay to be in your book. So do you still want me? Okay.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
All
I get
right.
It.
Okay, you bet. I sounded so disappointed. I hate that. Jean-Marie in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, babe.
Thank you.
I'm Mike. Great.
I was wondering, yes, you are great. I would like to ask the channel, please, today. I have this pain in my left jaw that's been here for about a month, and it doesn't seem to be going away, and I don't know what it is.
Well, I can tell you the energetic causes. Am I going? I'm going to a core belief. This page here. 32, 33. I have to sabotage what I want or need. All those words are the highest and most correct. Okay, so what that means, guys, some of the examples around I have to sabotage what I want or need. You make money and then you spend as much money as you've made to get ahead. So you're back at level, so you don't ever get ahead again. Or you go out with a great guy and then you go, yeah, but I don't trust him. I don't know if I can trust men. Okay, this is how we sabotage the very things that we want and need and actually often create. So how are you doing that in your life? Jean-Marie, how are you doing that in your life?
I think I've buried myself here. I'm frightened to go out of the house and exercise, and I'm not doing very well physically. And somehow I think I'm, you know, sabotaging my body.
You are. And basically, boy, this is tough love, but these are the words they're giving me. Basically, your body is saying to you, okay, should I die now?
That's exactly how I feel. That is saying, yeah, should I die now? And I keep telling it, no, you should not die now.
Okay, well, then get out and let it live. Because what they're taking me to is the life subject of knowing and trusting the I am in this life. Your I am presence, guys, is your creative force. Anything after I am is a direction for you to create. Right now you're saying, I am a hermit. I'm not living. I'm not thriving. I'm not happy, right?
Yep.
Well, you've got to trust yourself, sweetheart, as the God of you, to get out there and get life going again.
I made some plans to do that. I just got back from a trip that I went on Friday, and I went out and saw people I haven't seen in years. And
good.
Yeah,
good.
It was. I'm glad I did that, you know, and I keep, you know, making a schedule and a plan to keep doing stuff. And then, anyways.
Okay. So you're on the... So
on the path
pain,
to change.
The pain
that.
In your jaw mm-hmm. is because you're grinding your teeth.
Oh.
If you put your fingers on your jawbone by your ears
yep.
and put your mouth up and down real wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it even on both sides? Or do you find one side that drops down after the other side drops down?
No, they seem to be working together. It's just that they seem to be slanted to the left.
Well, then they're not working together.
Oh.
Okay. So your dentist can help you with that. A chiropractor can reset your jaw. But what's behind it is the anxiety about your life. That's energetically what's behind it.
Thank you.
Okay?
And you're right. You hit the word when you said anxiety. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
So what's the opposite of anxiety? What do you want to create with your I am presence?
You know, as soon as I feel the anxiety, I go straight to I am the powerful creator God and I am divine love. And the divine love statement makes me relax. And I feel the love. And
yeah.
I just feel not anxious. And then I go, then I start directing what it is I do want.
Well, good. You're doing it right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this has been a long time coming. So just be patient while you heal all this, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, darling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, Susan in Long Island, you're on.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you, baby cakes.
Okay, so I was looking for a new job back in the fall, and then I had triple bypass surgery, so I had to put it on hold. So now I'm looking again. I'm putting my list together, and I'm having, you know, some whatever weird feelings about it. And then now an opportunity at work has presented itself, possibly, that they want me to take this new position, which, and I all of a sudden panicked because I was like, am I creating this opportunity or manifesting this opportunity because it's a compromise because I'm afraid to really move on, or have I manifested something that really, you know, would look to what I'm, you know, what I wanted to do?
Well, either one is a plus. So,
okay, then why do I feel so panicked?
Well, because you're waking yourself up, Susan. You're literally saying, oh, okay, you see, you can create. See how you created this job? Is that the job I want? No. And I see how powerful I am in creating it. I just have to get more specific about what I want to create.
And so my question about did I create this out of a fear or a compromise of not having
you
to fully go out and create?
You created this out of teaching yourself to know exactly what you want.
Okay.
You see, you want to look at it as a negative. And the channel is saying, choose the positive perspective.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I also have the opportunity maybe like to finally take a licensing exam that I never thought I would. And my concern was if I put all my energy into that, will I be then sending out like a sort of that a creative energy towards maybe something I don't like in the wrong direction? I feel very confused, like I'm creating energy in the
wrong
direction.
Well, sure. You feel confused because you're doing it all out of fear. So how can your higher self ever possibly joyfully lead you to what you really want?
So then what I'm hearing as I'm sitting here with you is that the fear is I don't trust that I can create the right thing for myself.
Yeah! Bingo!
Oh, Lord. All right, so what do I do about that?
Well, you tell me.
Okay, so I have to have claims that say more of I know and really feel that I know. Because when
today,
I say no, I always
I
go, no,
trust.
I don't.
Today I trust that
today
I know.
Today I trust
that I make all the highest decisions for myself. Today
okay.
I trust that the universe matches that.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to the webinar because I feel like that's probably a critical piece of why I do this to myself.
Well, it is because this webinar is going to explain to a lot of you why you do what you do.
Right. Awesome.
And once you understand why you do it, it's a lot easier to turn it around. Okay?
Thank you. Love you.
I love you too, baby cakes. Okay. Donna, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, sexy Donna, happy birthday to you.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe. Did you
Thank
like that
you.
Bag entertainment there?
Oh, I loved it. Thank you. What a gift. I appreciate you taking my call.
What's your question? What's your birthday question?
My birthday question is... In November of 2020, I lost my ability to visualize. And ironically, it was a few weeks before my first scheduled QHHT session. So I don't know.
Okay, wait. We have to explore this. What do you mean you lost the ability to visualize?
So when I close my eyes, I only see black. So if you ask me to visualize a green forest, I don't see color. And I did all my life. And I don't know.
Okay, all right. I really, really piqued about knowing what this is. Because I say, is that possible? And the channel says, yes. Hold on. Is everybody balanced? Anybody switched? Okay. What the hell causes that? What do we need to get into alignment? Sheets. But give me a song. Oh, well, the first thing I heard is your heart's closed. Open your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Open your chakras.
That's what I was told.
Direct your heart line. Okay, give me a song.
Purple Rain.
Jesus. Okay, what's Purple Rain about? If I'd never heard it, what's it about?
You've never heard Purple Rain by Prince?
Yes. I said, if I had never heard it, what is it about to you?
To me, it's about a person wanting to, wishing love for another and their happiness.
Okay.
So it's about loss, but ultimately regaining that, I guess you would say.
Okay. So, Miss Donna, on your birthday, can you give yourself the gift of self-love? Because that's what it's about.
I can do that, yes.
All
I've been working really hard on doing that the past few years.
I don't want you to work hard at anything. Mm-hmm. Loving yourself is easy. Go to your love place. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm there.
Send that to you. See, I want to love me as much as my dog loves me.
She is my love place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, can you see you loving on her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Donna, you just visualized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you see a green forest?
No, but I feel like something wants to come through.
Yeah, you can. You take your doggy, go to your love place, close your eyes. Love on that doggy. And that doggy wants to go for a big, long, happy walk through a forest. You take her on that walk. Open your heart. Open your heart. Open your chakras. Is she happy?
She's happy. I can feel it. I just can't see it right now.
Okay. Well, I want you to start saying, I see and visualize everything easily.
Okay.
Because as long as you keep saying, I can't see it, your brain has to follow that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask, if there was something I the highest claim for me to.
Yes,
so
the highest claim is what you want,
easily.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
I see and I visualize easily within.
Okay.
That's your complete.
I will do that.
Okay, and make sure that little dog's there with you, because that dog opens your heart and that dog opens your chakras. So my next question quickly is, why are her chakras and her heart closing? They've closed twice since I've had you on. Sheets, book, song, movie.
Wow.
We're going to a play. We're going to, hold on, Sound of Music, right? The end. You're afraid that what you create, which is what you visualize,
mm-hmm.
Positive always has a negative included in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's what's true. Closing your heart and closing your chakras and not being allowing you to be able to visualize, because you can
mm-hmm.
visualize. You're just
mm-hmm.
not, because you're shut down. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you
okay.
so much. I appreciate
Happy
it.
Birthday, baby.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That was a that was a pretty damn good birthday present, I'd say. Kim in Phoenix, you're on.
Happy birthday, Donna.
Indeed.
Hey, Supreme. Yeah. Hey, Supreme Sexiness. It's always good to talk to you when I get the opportunity. And you're claiming it.
I'm claiming it, baby. I am. Good to hear from you, Kim. What's your question?
Okay. You know, I've been out of work, and I've been an interviewing machine. And I talked to Nadia, and she goes, Kim, you're, like, anxious. What do you want to feel? You feel like you have the job already.
Yeah,
so
I've told
I
you
have,
that a million times.
Yes,
a million
you are
times.
Right. Yes, ma'am, you have. Well, a million and one, I'm getting it. I am just telling myself I've already got a job, and what am I
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, but I don't want
what
you to tell yourself. I want
oh.
you to feel the love oh. and the joy around doing a job that you love, Kim, because most of these jobs, you go, I've just got to get a job. It's not something
mm-hmm.
that you're feeling love and joy around.
Now, okay, I agree, and I really thought I had been doing that, feeling love and joy. I've got the job. What can I get done before I start my new job? So that's what I've been concentrating on. And
that's
it
not
sounds
the same
like
thing.
Oh,
not the
okay.
Same thing.
So all
okay,
right.
Go to your love place. Go
okay,
to your
I'm
love
there.
Place and live there. That's what the job feels like. That's all you have to do.
Okay. I honestly thought I was doing that. However, I must not have been if you're directing
well,
me to do this.
I want you to come back and listen to our conversation. And
I am planning
really,
on that.
Really listen to the words that you're saying about all the things you're doing. And
oh,
part of that doing is what you keep telling yourself. I just
oh.
want you to go to love and go, yeah, whatever the job is, wow, it feels like this. Bring it on, universe.
I just caught that, and I am definitely going to re-listen to this.
Yeah.
So
this is
wow.
this is what I'm trying. No, I'm not trying.
No,
this
doing.
Is what I communicate oh. to you guys every single week, that you think you understand it and you are not living it. That's why I created the Direct Your Day and the breathing exercise, because half the time in my private sessions, when I take people through the breathing exercise, they're not doing it correctly. They're doing it with agendas. And
mm-hmm.
they're doing it with anxiety. That doesn't, your job isn't to figure out how it's going to happen, guys. Your job is to be in alignment so it can magnetize to you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I have a perfect example that's going on in my life right now that I can't, it's driving me crazy, cannot share with you until next Sunday, but next Sunday I will. All right, Kim, you know
right.
how to do that. You're the word they're giving me is pragmatical. Get out of your head, get out of your mind. Just go to your love place. That's what a great job feels like. Bring it in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. Bet. You bet, baby.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Jennifer, I have just a few minutes. I can get you on. Jennifer in Indianapolis. Hi, baby.
Hi, thanks, Dee. Hi. Okay, I want to create just excellent boundaries. It seems to me that I have people that love to suck energy out of me, just job, work.
Yeah.
Do I have a limiting belief that makes me believe I need to keep giving of myself?
Yeah, I have to give up myself to take care of everybody else.
Yeah, I'm so, like, I've been carrying that for quite some time. So,
okay, so what do you want? What do you want?
I want control of my schedule, my time, my energy.
Okay, they don't like the word control.
Okay.
Because if we have to control something, that means it's happening anyway.
Okay. That's where I'm falling out. Okay.
So what you want is, the highest word is balance.
Yeah.
You want balance and flow in your life. You want to do all the things that are joyful, that make you joyful, in a balanced way. And you want to know that everyone is in charge of creating themselves. And you lovingly allow them to do that. Okay?
Okay. I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I think maybe I can get one more on Anna in New York. What's up?
Hi. Thank you
Hi,
so much.
You bet.
So my question is my right heel, my right knee, and my left side, sometimes it's the outer elbow. What is the message already?
Hold on, I'm listening. Because they're different. The right side is, that's the highest understanding, is about you stepping forward in your power.
Ah, okay.
And your left elbow, oh God, this is great. Your left elbow, what they're showing me is like somebody taking their elbow and going, get out of the way, get out of the way, get out of the way so I can move forward.
True. just to give you a confirmation of that, I'm getting into the subway. The guy in front of me steps in and stops.
He stops.
Then I'm getting out of the subway car and he's blocking the door again. So this time I just walk and he steps out. So is it something I have to do or something I have to be aware of?
No, it's something you have to be, guys. You don't have to do anything. You have to be it. You have to know that nobody and no thing is in your way of moving forward.
Okay.
And that moving forward in your power feels like love. And that's what you want. You understand?
It feels like love?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Everybody listen. Stop what you're doing and listen. Anything and everything you want to create in your life, the more you create it, from the frequency of being love and joy, the faster and more exponentially it manifests for you. Come on, we've talked about this for over a year now. Love is the greatest creation tool, the most powerful creation tool we have. Whatever you want, feel it with love. And then allow the universe to create its magic. Believe me, it will create it better for you than you can ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Lots of love.
Very
to you.
Good end to the show. All right, guys. Go be love. Be love. And take that love into everything you want, everybody you see, the world you see, the universe you see. Be love. And watch your lives change. I guarantee you. Guarantee you. All right, let's say it together. Come on, loud and proud. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.